happy Halloween. Gather round the radio as we are delivering ghost stories here this morning. Yes.
This one's from Tracy.
Okay.
About 40 years ago, my family lived in an old log cabin. Mm-hmm. The back door was a traditional log cabin style that didn't have a doorknob. There was a board across the back of the door to keep it from being opened.
Okay.
The front door had a lock and chain. Well, my entire family went out for the evening. When we got home, the chain was on the back front door and no one was able to get in.
Oh.
And there was no one home.
Oh.
How did the chain get on the, right. on the door when they
right.
were gone?
Right.
Ooh.
Sarah texted us. About 20 years ago, I was in college, Morehead State University. Lived in Nunn Hall.
Yeah.
One morning, getting ready for class, took a shower, got out, grabbed a pair of jeans and a shirt, laid them in a chair in front of my closet. Went into the bedroom area to get my bra and underwear out of my dresser. Came back into the bathroom area. My jeans were laying on the counter, hanging halfway off the counter, and my shirt was on the floor. I thought, that's weird. I know for a fact I laid my clothes on that chair, so I put them back on the chair, went into the living room, called my dad, tell him how freaked out I was.
Uh-huh.
No one was in the dorm because my roommate was in class. So while I'm talking to my dad, I muted the TV so I could talk to him. I'm talking to him, telling him what happened. The TV starts to get louder. I finally calm down enough and go back into the bathroom area and get dressed, and my shirt and jeans are lying on the counter again.
No, they're not.
Needless to say, I was so freaked out, I got dressed and went to class with wet hair, no makeup, had several occasions where the TV would randomly come on, and we would hear footsteps in our room at night. Apparently, according to legend, a student fell out of a window back in the 70s.
Oh, my gosh.
And there were rumors she haunted the dorm rooms.
Oh, my gosh.
I never believed that until I had my own experience.
Well, yes. Yeah, then you start believing.
Wow.
Then you start believing. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Mark said 2 years ago, I took my daughter, son, and his wife, and my grandson to Waverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Another Waverly Hills story.
Yeah.
Been there many times, including an overnight stay.
Yeah.
That night, we were on the fourth floor. My daughter and grandson got to stand at the end of a hallway, watching to see if there was any movement around them. Both had some activity.
Oh.
As we made our way towards the other end of the hallway to the operating room, the group got a little strung out.
Yeah.
My group was behind me with one of the guides. I slowed down, turned to see how far behind they were.
Okay.
When I turned back, I almost ran into the person in front of me.
Okay.
We've all done it, kind of pulling back not to run into them. Well, that wasn't a person, and it promptly disappeared.
Oh, weird.
The hair in my arm stood up, heart skipped a beat. The closest person in front of me was about 15 feet or so ahead. As I said, there's been many times. Yeah. I've had some interesting photos. I saw a wet baby's footprint on the floor right by the fifth floor nurse's stand. Remember, I said wet footprint. It hadn't rained, and there were no babies, obviously, on that tour. And here's the picture. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yes.
That is crazy.
Wow. What? Oh, yes. You should probably dim the lights a little bit. Ambiance.
Yeah. Ambiance. A little bit of ambiance.
Yes. Too bad we don't have a fireplace. Why don't we put a fire? We can put a fireplace.
Allie. Go ahead.
Okay, so my son, when he was little, would talk to thin air.
Thin air. Okay.
Okay.
Fast forward 7 years, he's in a big boy bed, and my husband's asleep in there. And he said the next morning he kept feeling like there was someone crawling on the bed to get in bed with him.
Okay, so there wasn't?
There wasn't. He thought it was our younger son, and he kept waking up, and there was nobody in the bed with him.
Oh, my God. You know, we hear that. We hear that a lot.
Yes.
Where, you know, it's like there is an experience where you think someone is in bed next to you.
Yes. And you know what that feels like.
Right.
When someone else is pushing on the mattress.
Exactly. Exactly.
Either sitting, crawling up next to you. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Got a text. My family and I were going camping for the weekend and leaving on Friday. So on Thursday, I started packing all day while the kids were at school. That night, after the kids went to bed, I decided to pack up the camper 11 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So I'm organizing stuff in the cameras and the cabinets, and I hear knock, knock, knock on the windows in front of me.
Okay.
So that scared me. I honestly thought it was my husband messing with me, even though he told me he was going to take a shower.
Yeah.
So I moved on to another shelf and cabinet, and it happened again.
Knock, knock, knock.
I screamed a few obscenities at this point, walked to the door where I could see my dog in the doorway having a complete fit, barking his head off, and my husband walking down the hallway with a towel on from the shower, wondering why my dog was barking his head off.
Right.
I threw everything down at that point, said, forget it, I'm finishing up in the morning, ran in the house. So then I decided to take a shower myself and walk back to the kitchen to get something, and I smell this really gross smell.
Yeah.
Like, it smelled like rotten potatoes. So I was searching and searching, just trying to figure out the source of that smell. Never found it. The smell lingered only in the kitchen. So it was so bad, I got my husband up. He smelled it, too. Decided after an hour of looking for the source, just went to the bed. Woke up the next morning. There was no smell.
Okay.
So what the heck was that?
Yeah, right?
So there was knocking, smell of rotten potatoes, the dogs going nuts.
You know what? What is it like the when the animals start to look and freak out at nothing?
Yes.
That's when you're like, what?
They see something.
Is around here.
They see something. Finally, right. Brad, the love physician,
a
couple
of
weeks ago.
All right.
I just had come home from work.
Yes.
Walked in. I noticed several things out of place.
Okay, out of place.
I didn't think much about it at first. Went upstairs to take a shower.
Shower.
When I stepped out of the shower, I heard the most bone-chilling voice that shook me to my core.
What was it?
The hair on the back of my neck stood up.
Okay.
I'm not someone that scares easily.
No.
But I was freaked out.
Yeah.
Like a child. I jumped in the bed and pulled the covers over my head.
Yeah.
Our house isn't haunted or anything. It was just my mother-in-law visiting.
Had us in the first half. You had us in the first half, Brad.
Brad, coming you in with the jokes.
You had us in the first half.
With the jokes.
All right. Good stories, ghost stories here on 99.7 DJX.
Good one.